I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A former Philadelphia City Council member who pledged not to enroll in the controversial DROP program has applied for it after all. It could mean Blondell Reynolds Brown gets a six-figure lump sum payment on top of the pension she's already going to get. KOW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has the update.
The DROP program was created to allow for continuity in city departments, rewarding longtime workers with a lump sum payment for staying on the job a bit longer to train their replacements. That was the theory. When elected officials started resigning for a day after they'd been reelected so they could get six-figure payments while still in office, there was backlash. Several got voted out. It was in that context that Councilwoman Blondell Reynolds Brown pledged never to take DROP. But shortly after retiring from council in December, Brown took a job in the Register of Wills office, and within 6 weeks, she applied for DROP after all. Brown was not in her office, but said in an emailed statement she was just making inquiries to figure out her benefits. A city spokesman said the pension board had not yet processed her application and could not yet estimate her payment. A study 2 years ago by the city's fiscal watchdog, PICA, estimated DROP had cost the city at least $237 million in its first 16 years. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.